that, and we'll get our man's power rankings here as he joins us now on Bleacher from Bleacher Report Twitter at Jason Cole Bleacher BR joins us now. Jason Cole here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Jason, welcome, and let's get right into Kirk Cousins. Will we see a deal done by Washington, or will this be another roll through it and Cousins is somewhere else next year?
I think in all likelihood you'll see a deal done. Dan Snyder likes Cousins. So if the owner likes the player, then overwhelmingly the deal gets done. What Bruce Allen has tried to do is kind of keep things under control, in terms of what the money would look like. But, Kirk controls the whole thing. Because if they franchise him for one more year, they're not going to be able to pay him the $32 million that's going to cost him next year against the cap to franchise him again, and the transition tag leaves them open to losing him. So you got to pay. And I think that everybody at that certain point knows that. I think they just didn't want to go out and step out larger than they say had to. But it's going to cost them $65, $70 million guaranteed.
Is he worth it in your mind, Jason?
What's the alternative, Sean?
I'm with you. I agree. I'm just saying in the overall scheme.
I hear that all the time from people, and I recognize where you're coming from. You're just asking the question to start the conversation. It doesn't matter. It's try and find one.
Yep.
And once you find one who you know can do some things, he's not perfect at everything, but you know what he can do, and you know what to work with. Don't go back to the drawing board.
Well, there's not enough of good ones out there. I said yesterday on the show, I said I'd pay him, and he's going to get paid a lot of money, and whether people think it's overpaid or not, I said it's like the All-Star game. Oh, that guy got snubbed. Well, who are you going to take out? It's the same thing here. Okay, you're going to let Cousins go. Who are you going to replace him with? So for me, I think he's a top 10 or 12 guy, and I think he gives you a really good chance to win, and I'd pay him, and I'd make sure he was happy. I'm with you 100%. Switch to a guy in that division, a wide receiver, the Beckham holdout. Are we making too big a deal of this? Is he going to get his before camp starts?
Well, it's not a holdout. I mean, he's going to show up for the minicamp, and he's going to be there. And he wants to get paid, and he's within his rights to not show up and make. And he hasn't been loud about it. I give him credit for, which is he's never said the word money. He's let other people talk about money, and that's fine. There are some other things that I don't like. The pictures with the singer and who you're dating and Manziel and all that. That kind of stuff. I think that irritates your teammates who are, in New Jersey working hard. I think you got to lay low with that stuff. But staying away to make a point about your money, absolutely. Does he deserve to get paid? He's a fantastic player. Absolutely, 100% you pay the guy. And just, whatever he costs. And, you're better off paying now rather than waiting because, the only thing that you're actually doing by waiting is betting against the player, thinking that he might get hurt. And I think that that's counterproductive.
Yeah, a little bit of a pain in the rear end off the field, but he's worth the headache because he's such an explosive talent. Jason, you tweeted about some agents and people within the NFLPA are increasingly suggesting young star players like Beckham and Derek Carr tie contracts to a percentage of the cap. Explain.
All right, so the current collective bargaining agreement is going to expire in 2020, so it's 3 years away. If you're Derek Carr and you're signing now, if you're doing a six-year deal, that means that's going to carry you through 21, 22, maybe 23. What does the cap look like in 21, 22, 23? Does it jump even higher than it's already jumping? Where is the money at that point in time? You could write a contract, and in 3 years, that's a completely dated, way behind what the salary should be for a quarterback. I mean, there might be 30. There might be $35 million by then. Who knows what they're going to be? So instead of writing a number in and assuming that it's going to be okay, there's some thought for a player like Carr, for a player like Beckham, like for other young quarterbacks, star quarterbacks who are coming up, if you're going to write an extension that goes beyond the expiration of the current collective bargaining agreement, write it as a percentage, like you get 18% of whatever the cap is, or 20%, or whatever you can figure out as a fair number between the team and with the player. And that's the only way you know you're going to get paid, some percentage that's commensurate with what quarterbacks should be getting.
Jason Cole, Bleacher Report, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. A couple minutes left with him. Well, let's put it this way. Where do you rank the Jets roster, Jason?
I mean, compare it to Cleveland's last year, right? Cleveland was god-awful. Who did Cleveland have that you said, oh, my God?
Right.
Joe Thomas.
And the Jets.
That was kind of a bad, that's kind of a bad, they got Leonard Williams.
Yep.
I mean, there's just nothing. And I feel, the guy I feel the worst for is Josh McCown. I mean, because he just went from Cleveland last year to this.
Yeah, poor guy. Yeah. Speaking of pay raises, give him that and a purple heart. Good gracious, Jason.
Oh, whatever military decoration you get, and because he's such a good guy,
he's a great guy.
He tries so hard to help the guys around, the young guys, and that guy, he deserves combat pay. There's no question.
Are the Jets, Jason? Do you believe? I mean, we see it in the NBA and Major League Baseball all the time. You think the Jets are tanking?
I think that they just decided that the guys that they had weren't worth the money. I mean, David Harris wasn't worth it, and Decker's not worth it, so why keep them? Why pay them? But I will say this, and I've heard this a couple of times. Every few years, they do this kind of thing where they wash, themselves with a lot of cash because the owner says, look, I want to save money here, and we'll spend later, and we'll hold back the cash spending right now. So I don't know that that's necessarily true, but that has been the word around the league. At least twice in the last 6 years that they've said that Woody Johnson has done stuff like that to hold. Like the year that they wouldn't pay Darrell Revis and traded him to Tampa, it was all about making sure that they kept spending under control that year.
We got about 30 seconds, but I got to get your top three right now power rankings heading into the season real quick.
Patriots number one, let's say Oakland number two, and Dallas number three.
Nice. You think there'll be a fall off with Atlanta, Jason? Can we expect them to be the same?
Hard to maintain. I mean, look, they just had some record numbers, and they got three major injuries right now that they're nursing. That you go, okay, all those guys going to be back. They got through the Trufant one, got to the Super Bowl. Julio Jones, they got through that one. Pythagoras, McKinley, those guys got to be healthy to get to recreate last year.
Sounds great. Great stuff, Jason. We'll look forward to talking to you. This is going to be a fun season, brother. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sean.
Appreciate it. Jason Cole, Bleacher Report. It's the Sean Salisbury Show. All of us got the Patriots at the top. Coming back.